media sound of napalm death. Multinational corporations kind of seems a appropriate track to kick off this broadcast on what is Friday the 13th, and don't I know it. The equipment's been not half going on strike today. Not that going on strike is a bad thing, of course, but the equipment's not half been refusing to work. Anyway, we've got the station up and running for now. This week's broadcast going to be rather brief, because later on this week we hope to have another special broadcast with a little bit more discussion and music and what have you, with a slightly different format. But for now, the show gonna keep rolling on. Back to the music with the sound of UB40. Sing Our Own Song. Yeah, sound of UB40, Sing Our Own Song. This one's going out to Nelson Mandela and to all those who fought against apartheid in South Africa. Now, of course, Nelson Mandela has now sadly left this life, and South Africa in particular and the world in general has lost a great freedom fighter, a heroic principled man who spent literally decades in jail for what he believed in, namely a land without apartheid where black and white and everyone could live together. Like I say, Mandela was a very principled man, and not only did he go to jail for his beliefs, but he also refused several attempts by the old apartheid regime to try to make him sell out. And his movement, the ANC and the wider movement, the anti-apartheid movement in South Africa and beyond, did lead to the fall of apartheid and did lead to massive gains for the black majority in South Africa. Let us not forget that. But the movement was more than just Mandela, and although his death is terrible and tragic, it does not signify the end of the movement, and the struggle in South Africa, even now apartheid has fallen, must still continue, because although apartheid's gone, there's still a massive gulf in South Africa between the rich and the poor. It is still a class society, even though there is now a black bourgeoisie as well as a white bourgeoisie. And as the Marikana massacre shows, although South Africa has come a long way since the dark days of apartheid, there is still a very long way to go. And back to the music with another anti-apartheid song. Here's the sound of the Latin Quarter, track entitled No Rope As Long As Time.
Old Africana farmer on the terrace of his home sits gently in his rocking chair, gazing at this land he owns. And there he sees his memories, and there his past. Smiles his grim smile, strokes his gun, swears he'll make it last. Someone brings a whiskey, someone serves the meal. Like there's someone in the township, in the mines and in the fields. Someone at the graveyard, someone with their tears. Someone who can't forget the freedom lost these 100 years. Oh man, you can boast about the gun that's by your bed. Oh man, you can tell me how you're good for all your kaffirs yet. And your guns come by, and your prisons fill, and your yards are rope for hanging still. But your guns can shoot and never hit the sky. And there's no as long as time. Mandela in the prison, Biko in the ground, Sharpeville and Soweto voices silence till the end of time. Freedom don't come easy, don't come bloodless, don't come fast. But in the hearts of the countless people, no past laws gonna stop us past. Oh man, you can boast about the gun that's by your bed. Oh man, you can tell me how you're good for all your kaffirs yet. And your guns can fire, and your prisons fill, and your yards are rope for hanging still. But your guns can shoot and never hit the sky. Sometimes you talk of reasons, economy and cause. Sometimes you'll even talk of changes, though we class the gun and he talks of law. Gift, and freedom's no reform.
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker Newspaper. As cuts bite ever harder for working people, MPs are to be awarded a pay rise of £7,600 a year. As MPs' pay goes up, ordinary incomes have fallen by 8% since 2008. Some 6.7 million people are in poverty in Britain. While MPs are getting a whopping 11% pay rise, nurses are only getting a measly 1% pay rise this year. We must fight back. The coroner in the inquest into the police shooting of Mark Duggan began his summing up this week. Judge Keith Cutler told jurors their decision would help to establish the truth about the events leading up to Mark's death on the 4th of August 2011. The jury is to consider its conclusions this week. The Fire Brigade's FBU union has announced two further strikes in the row over pensions. Workers in England and Wales will walk out on Friday and Saturday of this week. Both strikes begin at 6pm and end at 10pm. Riot police encircled central Kiev on Monday as the government prepared a crackdown on protesters. Ukraine's president turned his back on a European Union deal nearly 3 years ago in favour of a deal with Moscow, sparking protests. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, an obituary of Nelson Mandela and an analysis of his politics and its implications for South Africa. Police violence and suspensions in London and Sussex universities haven't stopped student protests. France deploys more than 1,600 troops into the Central African Republic. How we can reach a sustainable solution to ecological crises. How putting profit before people has put cyclists in peril. Why we must back journalists at Workers' Solidarity, the sister paper of Socialist Worker in Greece, in its legal battle against the Nazi Golden Dawn. You can read Socialist Worker online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. You can buy Socialist Worker each Saturday from 11am through till 12:30pm in Chesterfield Town Centre, outside of Primark. Or for details of how you can get Socialist Worker delivered, email swpchesterfield@tesco.net. That's swpchesterfield@tesco.net. Socialist Worker is your paper. Buy it, read it, sell it.
It's a picture history, hidden deep between society. Come death maker or creator. From the ignorance of fear, faith and hope and good intention. Distant intervention, invisible, invisible.
Yes, how dare be in Stanton, invisible. Now, the pay rises that we're getting are near enough invisible. In fact, in some cases, we're suffering a pay cut, but MPs are getting a whacking 11% pay rise this year. That's £7,600 a year, simply in pay rise, which is over half as much as many full-time workers earn in a year, and more than some part-time workers earn in a year, and easily more than people on workfare. And yet these are the same MPs who tell us that we're in austerity and we've got to tighten our belts. And yet some of these MPs, especially those on the Tory side of the House, surprise, surprise, are actually saying that they need the pay rise. Well, if they can't get by on their, is it £76,000 a year already? Well, maybe they should do the Chiltern Hundreds and let someone take over who will work for less. Now, this all kind of reminds me of the days of the Socialist Alliance back in the early noughties, and the Socialist Workers' Party was involved in the Socialist Alliance and stood candidates in elections for the Socialist Alliance, which promised, if elected, among other things of course, they would take an average worker's wage, which at the time was about £20,000 a year. it's probably less than that by now, what with all of the austerity and the condemn cuts, which have, as mentioned in Socialist Worker, led to an average of 8% pay cut for most workers over the past... over the past 10 years or so. Now, I'd say that this is certainly would be a good start, only taking an average worker's wage. But what we really need, of course, is a totally different democratic system. I mean, bourgeois democracy and the House of Parliament. The real power in the end doesn't lie there, partly because of the fact that the wages of the MPs put them in a totally different class from the rest of us, but also partly because of the fact that the parliamentary system indeed is a tool of the establishment and was created by the capitalist establishment as a means to rule us, basically. What we need is power from below. What we need is workers' committees all joined together by democratic centralism so that we could have rule by workers from the factories upwards, basically. Anyway, back to the music. This next track is dedicated to the MPs. It's the sound of Show of Hands. Arrogance, ignorance and greed.
All I wanted was a home and a roof over our head. Somewhere we could call our own, feel safer in our beds. There was a storm of money raining down, it only touched the ground. With a loan I took I can't repay, and the crock of gold you found. At every trough you stopped to feed, with your arrogance, your ignorance and greed. I never was a cautious man, I spend more than I'm paid. But those with something put aside are the ones that you betray. With your bonuses and expenses you shovel down your throat. Now you bit the hand that fed you. Dear God, I hope you choke. At every trough you stop to feed, your ignorance and greed. You're on your yacht, we're on our knees. For your arrogance, your ignorance and greed. The toxic spring you tapped and sold poisoned every watering hole. Your probity you exchange for. It sets his price. No feather bed, no golden neck. No one pays him twice. So where's your thrift and your caution and your honest sound advice? You know you dealt yourself a winning hand and loaded every dice. At every trough you stop to feed, your ignorance and greed. I pray one day we'll soon be free from your absolute indifference.
Yes, sound there of Arrogance, Ignorance and Greed by Show of Hands. Now, I mentioned in the news that the firefighters, fire brigade union, are in fact on strike. And yes, that includes tomorrow, Saturday. They'll be on strike from 6 p.m. through till 11 p.m. And in Chesterfield, they're going to be gathered on the roundabout at B&Q with the picket on strike. I urge you to go along there and show your support for the strike against plans to make them work till they're 60. I mean, what do you really expect firefighters to engage in such hard and dangerous work right up until the 60. I mean, that's not only dangerous for the firefighters, it's dangerous for people caught in fires who need rescuing and what have you. It ties in also with the cuts in the fire service. I mean, I think it's effing disgusting that in Chesterfield, the brand new fire station that's not been built long, they want to close down, waste all that money, and build a new one with private finance. I mean, dreadful. Anyway, back to the music. Here's the sound of I Ain't Marching Anymore by Phil Oakes.
Oh, I marched to the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a-marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in 1,000 different fights. I was there at the Little Big Horn. I heard many men a-lying, I saw many more a-dying, but I ain't a-marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't a-marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men and now they want me back again, but I ain't a-marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't a-marching anymore. Now the labor leaders screaming when they close the missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't a-marching anymore. No, I ain't a-marching anymore.
Yeah, that was the sound of Phil Oakes, I Ain't Marching Anymore. And now, last week I talked about the horrors of child porn. Well, there's something else which is, if you ask me, as bad as child porn, but sadly it's not only legal, there's some sections of the establishment seem to quite like it. There's a horrendous book available called To Train Up a Child, which is especially big in America, aimed at fundamentalist Christians. which just goes to show that it's not just fundamentalist Islam which denies human rights. Now, this to train up a child book, why is it so terrible? Well, it advocates pretty extreme corporal punishment for which read physical child abuse of children. It even advocates the spanking of children under 1 year old with a ruler. And, I say that this book should be banned, just like child porn, and other books like it should be banned. Reminds me back in the late 90s of a video which was available of how to smack kids, which was thankfully banned in the end. This book has already led to the deaths of 3 children, and it boasts on the front cover that there's 625,000 copies in print. This is going to cause an epidemic of child abuse that even a rainforest of yew trees won't begin to solve. Anyway, back to the music. I really don't know why Les Miserables springs to mind, but from Les Miserables, here's the track, Do You Hear the People Sing?
Do you hear the people sing, singing the song of angry men? It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes. Will you join in our crusade? Who will be strong and stand with me? Beyond the barricade, is there a world you long to see?
Then join in the fight that will give you the right to be free.
Do you hear the people sing, singing the song of angry men? This is the music of the people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beat,
This is the Radio Resistance Red Guide, a guide to meetings and events of interest to left-wingers in the Chesterfield area. On Thursday, December the 19th, the Socialist Workers' Party Chesterfield branch has its special Christmas branch meeting on the Golden Age of Piracy and their democratic experiment. Come along for some festive cheer and discussion of what real democracy might look like. This is at 7:30 p.m. in Chesterfield Library. Enter by the cafe entrance, which is on Beetwell Street, or down the steps from the main entrance. Then fast forward into 2014. On Thursday, January the 9th, Chesterfield branch of the Socialist Workers' Party meets in a new venue, which is the Market Halls in Market Square, room 1 to be exact. And the meeting that night is going to be for SWP members. It's a report from the SWP conference, which is going on as we speak. Then on Thursday, January the 16th, The Chesterfield SWP branch meeting is on. How the Tories are wrecking education. Michael Gove is leading the Tories into a full-scale assault on education. Determined to turn our schools, colleges and universities into privately run businesses. What is the Tory vision for our education system, and what is the socialist alternative? This will be held at 7:30 p.m, again in the Market Halls on Market Square, Room 1. Remember, what the working class needs, a party which will not sell out for a right-wing agenda to gain middle class votes. What the working class needs, a party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class. What the working class needs, a party which is run by and for the working class. The Socialist Workers' Party is that party. Yeah, the sound of the D faction, Conservative Friend 2011. And how can we beat the Conservatives and their friends? Well, by workers' uprisings and by strikes, basically. And speaking of strikes, it's not just the firefighters who are out on strike. We've had a press release from the Unite Union, which says that the UPS parcel workers are going on strike on the busiest day of the year, as their union rep is sacked. Staff at UPS parcels in central London will strike again on Friday the 20th of December, the busiest day of the year, in the dispute over unreasonable workloads and alleged bullying. The second day of strike action by 120 drivers and loaders in Camden, the biggest UPS depot in Europe, follows the hardline Regis Street management sacking a Unite shop steward. Unite regional officer Che Kassab said, "The Yuletide face of UPS has slipped to reveal a bullying culture of excessive workloads, where a legitimate trade union shop steward has been victimised and lost his job. The management has not moved an inch since our members first went on strike on 22nd of November over excessive workloads, and our members have been given no choice but to take further action on what is the busiest day of the year for the Camden depot. We call on the management to negotiate constructively and to reinstate our steward immediately, otherwise their customers in Central and West London will be hit, with the possibility that parcels due to arrive in time for Christmas won't get to their destination on time." The steward was sacked after his van was broken into, and the company claimed it no longer had trust and confidence in him. However, after the robbery, UPS did not suspend him. Instead, it allowed him to carry on with his normal duties, so we can only conclude that his sacking was solely due to the fact that he had the courage to stand up to a pervasive bullying culture. Unite warned that if UPS does not reach a settlement, this dispute could spread to other UPS depots across the country, unhappy with excessive workloads and forced overtime. Members at other London depots have already voted in favour of action in a consultative ballot. Che Kassab warned that UPS could lose out to its competitors, the Royal Mail and DHL, if the underlying issues at UPS are not addressed. So, there you have it. We urge you to support the UPS strike and all other strikes against bullying bosses and against capitalism driving down our living standards, basically. And on these lines, the next track is by Steve White and the Protest Family. Right to Strike.
From the Towpath of Mars to Brian and May, from the Liverpool docks to the workers at the ACE, is the general strike. The workers say not a penny off the pay, not a second on the day. History tells us to fight. Sometimes you need to stand up for your rights. It's time to break the law. Take on the bastards that change clause for. It's time to break the law. Your right to strike is worth fighting for. Worth fighting for. They had to break the law, George Lovelace and his mates. Lansbury knew the rules when he refused to pay the rates. It was principle and justice, not the laws of our time, that caused the dockers not to cross the picket line. History tells us we must stand up and be counted when we know that it's just. It's time to break the law. Take on the bastards that change clause for. It's time to break the law. Your right to strike is worth fighting for. Worth fighting for. Thank you. Margaret Thatcher took our rights away. But in 1997, nothing really changed. We didn't know you, Labour, would choose to ignore the history of the movement, George Bernard Shaw. History will call us fools if we elect her. And change clause 4. It's time to break the law. The right to strike is worth fighting for. Worth fighting for. Worth fighting for.
Yeah, the sound there of Steve White and the Protest Family, track entitled Right to Strike. Well, it's coming towards the end of this broadcast. Like I say, it's a rather brief broadcast this week, or at least today, because there will be another special broadcast later on this week, which will feature rather more issues and will be of a slightly different format, but I still think you're going to like it. Anyway, if you'd like to contact us here at Radio Resistance to pass on your views about what we've been talking about so far, or what we may have been talking about in previous broadcasts, if you'd like to contact us with the details of anything that's happening in your workplace or in your area, if you'd like to give your views on what's going on in the news or what have you, then you can contact us by a number of ways. You can phone or text us on 07934 793041. That's 07934 793041. You can email Radio Resistance Chesterfield at yahoo.co.uk. That's Radio Resistance Chesterfield at yahoo.co.uk. You can search for us in Facebook, Radio Resistance Chesterfield, like our page, leave a message on our wall, or send us a message on Facebook. If you'd like to upload some audio for us to broadcast in the next show, then there's plenty of places you can upload it onto, be it Mixcloud, be it SoundCloud, be it on your own web space. Just send us a link to the URL, that's the web address of where you've uploaded it, by one of the aforementioned methods. Anyway, hope to catch you later on in the week, or maybe catch you tomorrow at the paper sale, or coming Thursday at the branch meeting. But for now, I'm going to love you and leave you with the sound of Roberta Flack. This one's going out to everyone fighting against the evil capitalist system. We shall overcome.
Oh, sun.